Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome into the Late Show on a Labor Day. News Talk 830 WCCO. Hope that everybody's enjoying the final day of the Minnesota State Fair. We are in studio, and we've been in studio the entire time for the State Fair. Didn't make it out there. Bummer, a little bit, but I'm not upset about it.
You didn't make it out there at all? Even just as
Didn't make it out there at all.
Oh, man.
I am not I'm not going to be upset about the end of summer as people are, you know. I feel like there's going to be some hot days still ahead, but I'm not in my feelings about it. I know that we all kind of talk about it in that way. At least for me, I look at the remaining month of September as a month in which it's going to be warm enough to do a lot of stuff outdoors. I think about fall more so in October, but that's just me. But technically, yes, fall is upon us. Kids, back to school. And to all the kids out there, I hope that you have an awesome, awesome school year. And I mean that. And let me say safe school year with regards to what we've seen taking place here in the last week. But I wanted to start with a Minnesota State Fair-related story. I guess you could call it maybe a controversy. It's not really a controversy at all, but it was made to be a controversy on social media. So there was a Twitter account that I retweeted over the weekend, and it was video of Justin Jefferson walking with some friends and family. It says specifically family. And it says, Viking star wide receiver Justin Jefferson has gone viral for ignoring fans while at the State Fair with his family. Many fans tried to take photos with Jefferson and ask for his autograph. He completely ignored them. Some fans went off on JJ. To which I retweeted it and I said, dumbest post of the day. If you've ever been to the Minnesota State Fair, you know that Justin Jefferson can't interact with fans there. It's impossible. My God, let the man live in peace. He does a ton for the fans. So that retweet got 132,000 views. My tweet got almost 2,000 likes. I didn't think that the retweet and my comments would go viral like that. I just didn't anticipate that. I was just giving my opinion about this Twitter account kind of taking off on Justin Jefferson. And somebody said to me, like, this Twitter account, ML Football or whatever it's called, they basically just, they troll in the football world. I don't care if you're trolling or not. to, in the context of looking at Justin Jefferson or any celebrity in a situation like that, you have to have reasonable expectations. And reasonable expectations change based on where you are and based on who you are. So I say that because as a Minnesotan and understanding the great Minnesota get-together, does anybody actually, with half of a brain, think that Justin Jefferson can maneuver around the Minnesota State Fair and take a ton of photographs and sign a bunch of autographs for people there? No, he won't be able to do anything. And look, I get it. It's unfortunate that maybe people feel like he snubbed me. He didn't snub you. He didn't snub you. He's living his life. He can't do that 24/7. We have never heard of a bad situation or bad encounter with JJ. We just haven't, because he's not that type of guy. He's not wired like that. But to think that he owes us autographs and selfies and his time at the Minnesota State Fair of all places, I think it's just a weird thing. It is a weird even thought to process in your brain. At times, you have to understand and have reasonable expectations for who the celebrity is and where you are. If this was Justin Jefferson standing at the Mall of America in the Vuori store, and you're standing next to him, and you're going to buy a t-shirt or some sweatpants, and there's really not a bunch of people in the store, and he asked you that, you asked him, can I get a quick picture? Then you know what? I view it differently. That's not this. To think that any big-time name person, okay, owes you anything at the Minnesota State Fair, you're delusional. And I love some reaction. Calls or text, 651-461-9226. And look, if there is an athlete out there that is able to give more of their time in a situation like that, more power to them. They don't owe that to you. I don't know what the situation was yesterday for Paige Beckers, but Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings were at the Minnesota State Fair. It's on social media because they showed her with a Pronto pup. And it showed a few of her teammates sampling foods, and they were like, oh my gosh, this is really, really good. Like, one of her teammates had, I think it was like red velvet cake that was battered and dipped. It just, they were having fun. I'm assuming that Paige Beckers, I'm assuming that she probably signed an autograph or two and probably took a couple of pictures. It's different based on who you are, whether you're an athlete, an actor, an actress, a singer, musician, whatever. But to put that on him, I think it's really ridiculous.
It is. I got three words. Time and place. When Justin Jefferson is out there at the Minnesota State Fair, if the one thing he's going to do is sign autographs from the minute he walks through the gate, he's never going to get to where he's going to go or the things that he wants to do. We need to respect his time just because he is the most famous football player in Minnesota right now. Just because he is a high-profile athlete does not mean that he is obligated to give us his personal time. Like, that is his time to do with it as he will.
And he lives this every day.
Yes.
And he can't go to Target or Kowalski's or anywhere without somebody asking for a picture or an autograph. And we know this.
We know this.
If you don't think that this happens to him every single day of his life, then you are delusional and you have no grasp on reality. I saw JJ this year at the in the off season. I was blessed, truly blessed to literally have front row. I could reach over and touch Messi. That's how close I was for the Messi Minnesota United match. I was that close. I had the best seats in the house because I got some people
that
I know.
You got some hookups, yeah, we know.
But this is the thing. JJ and Aaron Jones were on the pitch.
Yeah.
They were walking through and they took a couple pictures, whatever. And so my point is this. Every time he goes out, there's going to be things that will be asked of him. Just think about that. He's hanging out and Messi wants a picture with JJ. Or JJ wants a picture with Messi. We get that. But to think that he owes us every single bit of his time in his life? Come on, people.
They are there. They are famous because they are good at what they do. And it is a high-profile job. But at the end of the day, they have assigned meet and greets, autograph sessions. They have things as part of their life that is relegated by the Minnesota Vikings. Every team has this. That's why if you're out at supper and you see somebody out there with their family, don't bother them if they're out there with their family and they're eating. Again, time and place. I feel like we've gotten too comfortable with not having those boundaries. People feel like, well, if, you know, they're a celebrity, they're entertaining me, I'm paying for their salary, I am obligated.
And that's not true.
No, it's not true at all.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. I'd love to get your reaction, love to get your takes, love to get a phone call or a text on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. That number again is 651-461-9226. Before you know it, we're going to be, you know, watching Justin Jefferson and the Minnesota Vikings and everything that's going on.
1 week from tonight.
Absolutely. Skull. Absolutely. Skull. We'll take your phone calls, we'll take your texts, and we'll do that next year on a Labor Day on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the text line with a take or just a situation that they encountered with a celeb slash famous person, super popular person here locally. On the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, 651-461-9226. Texter from the 612 says, when I happened to run into B-Flow during the Timberwolves playoffs, I openly asked, we taking pictures or no? giving them an option works. That's a great one. I never thought of that. Texter, I'm going to steal that one. We take in pictures or no? I think that's awesome. That does give them the option. It would be, I feel a little bit down, though, if they say, no, we're not.
That's kind of like passive aggressive, though, isn't it? Hey, we taking pictures or not?
I like that, though.
Yeah.
I like that because it does give them the option. And I think that if an athlete or an actress or any celeb hears that, I think that's kind of appealing in the way that you position that. And shout out to Brian Flores, B Flo, because I saw him too. I didn't ask for a picture or anything like that, whatever, but I saw him, I mentioned to you before, back in early summer, I saw him and his kids. He brought his kids to the Kendrick Lamar concert.
Okay.
And I'm in the merch line, and he's kind of walking past. I'm like, Coach Flores, what's up? And he just kind of looked at me, smiled like, hey, yeah. what's going on or whatever. And I think he looked at me like I was going to say something else, but yeah. I was saying hi, and he just kind of kept it moving.
He probably wanted to give you the opportunity to follow up with something maybe, then, do you think?
I wasn't doing it in that way because I saw he was with his family.
Yes.
So that's, and this goes back to what I was saying a month and a half ago, about my interaction with Allen Iverson at NBA Summer League. Mm-hmm. Allen Iverson is one of my favorite athletes of all time, okay? Basketball players, without question. Because of his story, what he's been through in his life, what he's overcome, the adversity, the stereotypes that he's had to push back on, and just his growth and maturity as a man. Like, he's evolved as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I had that situation at the hotel. It's just me and him and the one person, and I could tell when he was on the phone that it wasn't the time nor the place to ask him for a picture. Even though I wanted to ask for a picture and walk up, I read the vibes.
Yes.
I read the room.
Read the
room.
And
you have to read the room. And look, reading the room, I will say this. Reading the room is not something that will happen at the Minnesota State Fair. That's not something that's going to happen.
Because it's so many people.
It's so many people. Yeah. But you have to, like when the texter says giving them an option,
mm-hmm.
you have to. This is the way I see it at the Minnesota State Fair. And I don't care who the celebrity is. It could be Paige Beckers. It could be Lindsey Whalen. Mm-hmm. It could be Justin Jefferson. I'm not a celeb. It could be Anthony Edwards. It could be whoever. It could be Kirill Kaprizov. This is the way I look at it. Okay? And you guys might think differently. I think that when you see said person, you have to go into it. If you're going to ask, you have to go into it with the expectation that it's not going to happen. You can't go into it with the expectation that it will happen. You have to go into it with the expectation that I will ask, mm-hmm. but I need to expect that it's not going to happen.
And I think look at what is happening with other people. Because you know that if you're seeing this person, other people around you are also recognizing them. So if they have the opportunity, if they're taking pictures, then you might be able to squeeze in. But if they're moving, you know, and they've got their entire entourage around them, and they're moving and they're not taking pictures, they're not stopping, then there's probably not a very good, you know, reason for you to approach them. And it's not because they're being rude. Again, when you're there, I'm sure they're on a very tight schedule. You're there for X amount of time. You've got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all of these things you have to do. And they don't have time for all of this. And I think we need to respect their boundaries. But yeah, if somebody else is doing it, then maybe. But if you see that other people are doing it and they're like kind of getting the cold shoulder, then maybe you should step back and realize this isn't the time or the place.
For the 952, this texter says, I saw Prince at Lake Calhoun in the 80s and people left him alone. I heard that was one reason he liked Minnesota. Maybe times are not like that anymore. Well, clearly in the age of social media, where everything's TikTok, everything's Twitter, mm-hmm. everything's Facebook, everything's going to be plastered everywhere, everything's TMZ. Times are like, it's not even close.
We are so intrusive right now.
Like, can you imagine having Twitter and TikTok and social media in the Michael Jordan years?
No.
Like when Michael Jordan was, and Michael Jordan's one of the, if not the most recognized athlete on planet Earth right now. Like, he's the man. He's the greatest basketball of player of all time.
I think the greatest brand, and
arguably the greatest athlete that's living right now. But with all that being said, yeah, times aren't like that anymore. But I will say this about Prince, because I can't remember what the exact quote was, but it was something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he had made a comment, something about, yeah, I like California or L.A. or Hollywood, whatever, but I like Minnesota or Minneapolis much more. Something along those lines.
And I've heard that because it's like, oh, I love Los Angeles. I love Minneapolis even more. And that's kind of what it is. It's funny because my wife and I were talking about that this weekend when I saw that Justin Jefferson was out there. She's like, oh, did you hear that? And I'm like, this is probably the one market where I feel like we are more respectful to our athletes.
Yes.
More so than a Philly or Chicago or New York or Boston. I feel like if they're here, I feel like we are just intrinsically a little more respectful. Maybe I'm wrong.
For the most part, we are. But there's always going to be the knucklehead or two that's going to go to the extreme.
Oh, we got nincompoops all over.
Yeah, all over. And it's gotten worse in society now. So, look, do I think that we're very respectful of Minnesota? Yes, absolutely. But I just think that nowadays, so many, specifically younger people, they feel like they have to have their moment.
Their sense of entitlement.
Well, they want to go viral.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. Nico Harrison, the president and GM of the Dallas Mavericks, is sitting at a restaurant or at a bar, and it's like he's on the part where he's inside, but it's open.
Uh-huh.
Like the window is open, and there's a guy walking down the street. Him and his buddies walking down the street. And one of his buddies, who seemed to be like he had a couple cocktails or whatever, he sees Nico.
I'm shocked.
And he's like, Nico, or whatever. And then he says something about, it's still bleep you or whatever, you know. And to think that you should go and approach, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Nico. I don't care if it's Ziggy Wolf. To think that you are that entitled, that you're just going to jump in the face of, and this includes politicians too, because I'm going to keep it steadfast.
Any high profile person, yes.
Listen, no one's immune, okay? No one is immune. I think that there are always going to be good ways and bad ways of introducing yourself with regards to a conversation. I don't think that jumping in somebody's face when they're having a meal or whatever. Now, if Nico had punched him in the face, then what? Nico would have been wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what everybody would say then. From the 612, my mom and I rode up in an elevator with Brett Favre and Winona. I'm sorry for you. I'm kidding. And we played it so cool, chatting about the day, that I think he thought we didn't know who he was. From the 763.
I'm surprised I didn't ask about Jen Sturger.
From the 763, I would never bother a celebrity like at the fair when they're with their family. If they're with their family, leave them alone. Shouldn't even ask. That's just rude. It's time and place, people.
We need boundaries. People are just so comfortable with just feeling they can just go up and approach anybody.
And to be fair to all the Minnesotans here, mm-hmm. that Twitter account is not, I don't think it's native to Minnesota.
No, I don't think
so. So when I look at that, I kind of, in a small way, brush it off a little bit. Like, you don't get it. That's why, in the context of how I retweeted and quote tweeted and made my opinion heard, I said, if you've never been to the state fair, you have no idea. 651-461-9226. We'll take a look at the local weather. And then the question, you know, has to be asked, because times have changed with the transfer portal in NIL. How college athletes conduct business in the transfer portal is going to bring new scrutiny. We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the weather is being brought to you by, or was brought to you by, Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended. I think that when we talk about college athletes, we have to view it all differently now. There's a new part of being an athlete in the world of college football, basketball, just athletics in general. And they have to understand that there's going to be scrutiny now, like more scrutiny than you've ever seen. And that it's fair game, I guess you could put it like that. And the reason why I say this is because now you're being compensated. You're getting endorsements. You're getting a dollar. You have branding deals. You have marketing. You like, that's where it's changed now for you. There used to be a time in which we gave you the pass and say, hey, you're just a college athlete. These kids, the environment's different now. And so I think that these athletes have to understand that. Now, are they asking for the scrutiny? No. Are they asking for money? Yes. So when you're asking for money and you're asking for endorsement deals and you're asking for money in the transfer portal, you got to accept the criticism that's about to come your way. So over the weekend, and in a small way, I feel bad for him because he's been so hyped, and it's because of his last name, it's because of his lineage. But Arch Manning. Arch Manning seems like a great young man. Seems like a really good kid, talented quarterback. But to think that Arch Manning, before the game against Ohio State this weekend, before his first like start, because he played in a couple games last year, to think that he was the front runner for the Heisman Trophy, which that blew my mind, that people would even prop him up to that level. But it's all based on his last name.
Oh, yeah.
To see the criticism of him now is like, wow. Oh, he played terribly. He didn't play well. Let's be honest. He didn't play well. Do I think that Texas as a team played well? No, I don't think they did.
No, they didn't.
Did Ohio State play well defensively? Yeah. But it comes with the territory now. The young man that was the outstanding quarterback at Tennessee last year, that ended up, remember, he had the situation where he was at Tennessee. He wanted a set amount of money to stay at Tennessee.
Yes, and he didn't get it, and then he entered the portal. What's his name? Yeah, because I do remember, but you're right. Like everything,
Lamaleva or something like that.
Yeah, everything has changed.
Yeah, he wanted so much money to stay at Tennessee. Tennessee said, "Look, we want you to stay here. We value you. Yes, we will give you some more money, but we can't give you what you're asking." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No, give me what I'm asking." And they're like, "Hey," they said, "we're moving on." They literally said, "He's no longer going to be our quarterback. This is going to be our quarterback." So then he takes his talents to UCLA, right?
Yep.
And then remember he said he came out and said, "Oh, it wasn't about the money." Well, why did you leave Tennessee
it's
to
all
go
about
to UCLA?
The money, yeah.
Did you see what happened over the weekend?
No.
UCLA got steamrolled.
Okay,
by Utah.
That I knew. Well, it's not the money; it's what the money represents.
Yeah. Thank you, Kirk. Like they got steamrolled, and I don't know what his individual stats were, but dude, people are like, "What just happened here? What just took place?" So to me, when you are in a situation right now with this in 2025. You're getting what you're asking for. When you set yourself up to get paid, there's going to be criticism as a college athlete.
Yeah, and because to me, it's like you have to treat it like professional sports now. If you are going to get paid and you are demanding a lot of money, then your performance should dictate that you should play better. And as you were looking at Nico Imaleva, I just looked at it.
I'm looking at his stats right here.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
those are not good. I wouldn't even goodness. Those are like Madden 25 on like hard level. 11 for 22, 136 yards, a touchdown and an interception. But he did average 3.5 yards rushing on 13 attempts, so he had that going for him, which is nice. Things have changed. I mean, everything in college sports has changed, and I just have this weird feeling, Henry, that we're still not at the point where that dam is going to completely burst, because you've got the Big Ten and the SEC, and it's, you know, ESPN versus Fox, and it's like these two are kind of fighting amongst each other, and then you got everybody else over here that's kind of fighting for the other part of the pie. I just have this weird feeling that the NCAA is going to completely disintegrate. Because the NIL, I don't think that it was rolled out smart. I feel like this was something that's like, okay, because of Baker Mayfield, I think was really one of them. And God, what were the brothers, the Bannon, was it, the Bannons from UCLA? That with the name, image, and likeness with the video game?
Say it again?
Wasn't it Bannon?
Ed O'Bannon,
yeah. I feel like that kind of started it, but now we're starting to get into this point where it is all about the money, and I think you have to treat it like professional. There's no amateur now in college football. I mean, I don't look at Texas or Ohio State and think, man, these are going to be great student athletes. These are football players that are getting paid money to play football.
Yeah. From the text line, the John Schuster Cole Banker hotline. Henry, where do you get off and saying he played poorly yesterday on Saturday? What is your expertise? He didn't play great, but as a young kid, he played well. They lost. That's the game. Well, a couple different things. In terms of expertise, I guess the only expertise that I would have would just being in this job for almost 30 years. But more so, because everybody has an opinion, just the same way that this texter texts in their opinion, I value their opinion. I watched the game. He didn't play great. Mm-hmm. He comes out in the post-game presser, says, "I didn't play well." His coach said he's going to get better. He didn't play great, but he's going to get better. I didn't say he played terrible. it wasn't just on him. The team lost. But if you're talking about that he played great as the Heisman Trophy front runner and they scored 7 points, you're delusional. I don't know what the hell you were watching. So you talking about my expertise, what is your expertise, Texter? To sit there and watch that game and say that he played great? He played okay. Is he going to play better? Absolutely. To think that I'm a fan of Arch Manning. Mm-hmm. Arch Manning goes into an environment like Ohio State, the defending national champions, and he lost by a touchdown. I'm not mad at that. I'm not an Ohio State fan.
I think that you look at it and it's like Texas is the number one team in the nation. They took on the number three Ohio State team in Columbus at the Horseshoe. Yeah, you lost. Well, mm-hmm. Then it's a failure because now you're not undefeated and you're not number one anymore. And guess what? You threw an interception. You had 13 incomplete passes in that game. You only threw for 170 yards. I think if I kind of go back to Collar when he was talking about the trade for Adam Thielen. It's like if it was any other name other than Adam Thielen, if it was Bob Smith and you looked at the stats, you'd be like, oh, yeah, we really want him. If you take the name Manning off of that and you put...
Absolutely.
You put any other name other than Manning, you're like, the kid played good, but the Manning name is going to carry such a weight, such a burden. What do they say? Heavy is the head that wears the crown?
And I'm a fan.
Yeah, just because he had a bad day against Ohio State in Columbus... I mean, that's nothing. It's not like he went out there and was 5 for 15 for 20 yards, no touchdowns and 3 interceptions. I mean, he held his own. But if he said he didn't play well and he knows that he didn't play well and his coach says he's going to play better next time, if this is the floor for Arch Manning, then that's a pretty good floor. But he hasn't started a game yet. Like this is the beginning of his career to start. Oh, yeah. By the way, in Ohio State. Number three, Columbus, Horseshoe, good luck.
Yeah, and look, it wasn't just all on him.
No.
It wasn't on him.
Football's a team game.
Exactly. But there were some people that were breaking it down, some NFL analysts that were breaking it down, and they were talking about, and they showed, like they did breakdowns of individual plays, and they said, the read right here, he didn't make the proper read in this particular situation. Mm-hmm. He's got to go away from this because this particular scheme and look that they're giving him, he's got to get out of that. And that's just, and look, that's those guys saying that and breaking it down a lot more than me. I'm not going to sit here and say that, like I'm some NFL quarterback guru.
No, you're watching the All-22. You're watching the All-22.
Not all the time. I don't get into it all like that. Yeah. I mean, I watched it a few times, but I don't get into it like that. But getting back to Nico, though, think of it like this. The Nico kid that's at UCLA mm-hmm. that got away from Tennessee, he reportedly was seeking a higher NIL deal after he had reached an agreement on a multi-year deal that was going to pay him like somewhere up to like $8 million, but negotiations failed.
What the hell?
Yes.
Eight mil?
So he had like a multi-year type deal with Tennessee. Then he tried to renegotiate, which he has every right to. Mm-hmm. They're like, look, what you want now, we cannot do. And it eventually negotiations stalled. They had a dispute. Remember, that's when he missed practice.
Yes.
And after he started missing practice,
kinda
they parted ways.
Up.
Yeah, they parted ways.
That is insane. That is not even... I didn't know it was that much money. I didn't know these guys were getting paid. I mean, it's... And think about it. If Tennessee cannot come up with that, a well-known... Now, they haven't been successful recently, but I mean... Tennessee has a lineage and a history.
Yeah.
If Tennessee can't come up with it, then you got a problem.
Yep. All right, coming up next, September 11th altered all of our lives with regards to flying experiences. Now they are altering the actual airplanes. We get to that next on the Lake Show. All right, real quickly on the topic of giving your opinion. Everybody can give their opinion. And Texter Steven is going on this rant. First off, Steven is like bro, calm down. It's Labor Day. If you want to bitch on the text line all night about me not coaching quarterbacks or coaching in college and having an opinion about Arch Manning, if that's what you want to do with your life at your age, like, get a grip, bro. Like, get a grip. Bitching and complaining with me on the text line is kind of ridiculous. In this business, not everybody has to have had coached or played football to talk about football. Like, that's not how none of this works. Matthew Collar is about as great as covering and talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Has Matthew Collar ever played quarterback at the college level or played for the Vikings? No. Does Reese Davis, has he ever coached? Has Chris Fowler, who I love, Chris Fowler is one of my all-time greats. So knock it off, Steven, with the foolish, ridiculous takes that you're having on the text line. Like, get a grip. Anyway. September 11th, which I'll never forget, we'll never forget what took place. The way that September 11th changed our lives in terms of, like, when we show up to the airport now and deal with TSA, like, it's totally different than before.
Way different.
The way that it not only changed that, but also changed, like, media credentials in dealing with sports events. Like, prior to September 11th, there was only one or two times in which I felt like I had a media credential with my actual face on it. I remember working the 96 Olympics, and you had your face on there, mm-hmm. and they scanned it every day and all that stuff, whatever. But, like, now that's just protocol, bro.
You gotta have your picture.
You don't have a season credential. Like for maybe a one game credential,
maybe.
They still have the ones where
they handwrite everything,
and you're thoroughly vetted.
Yes.
And you're thoroughly vetted. But nowadays, like, it's totally different. And the other part is, like, we had never taken our shoes off. I mean, there were just a lot of things that we had never had to
do. Taking the shoes, take the belt.
Yep.
Like, everything out of the pockets.
Laptop, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it totally changed. Well, that's been going on since September 11th. But now what's happening? Have you seen this information about these new planes with Southwest Airlines that have this secondary barrier to the flight deck to prevent people from... Yeah, seriously, think about that. And this is a long time from when the actual events happened. And look, you're not going to change everything overnight. It's going to take time. But I feel like right now, this is something that I didn't even know was realistically a thought. But these airplanes are now starting to be delivered.
I'm kind of surprised. I mean, 24 years, what did it take so long to have this?
But they couldn't retrofit the planes prior.
Yeah, that's,
so
yeah, I guess that's true.
It's going to take time to roll out.
With the new manufactured models that... That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but it took quite a while for them to get to this point. And this is just rolling out the new one. The plane is called a Boeing 737 MAX 8. It's been delivered in recent days. It took off. The first one took off on Friday from Phoenix to Denver, according to Southwest Airlines. But think about that. To this day, because we'll never, ever go back to that point in time.
No.
In terms of how things were.
But no, no.
Think now about secondary barriers.
That's crazy. And I guess, you know, you got to pay for these barriers by charging for the luggage now. So I guess, you know, Southwest, it's all a wash.
Coming up next, let's talk Twins baseball, a Twins concern that I have. We dive into it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.